There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway on KMOX.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heisey, alongside of me, Steve Mahler. Financial advisors, retirement planners with Heisey Advisory Group here in St. Louis. And our show each and every weekend is put in position to help you have better clarity and better direction and better planning for your successful retirement. And, you know, a lot of you are fearful of losing money in the market, and a lot of investors that consider themselves pretty conservative. You might have found your 401k or IRA or other investment portfolios suffered some losses due to the market volatility at the end of 2018, and that might sound familiar to you. The last thing that you want to live through, again, is another 2008, which is leading, I think, a lot of you to rethink your plan. Maybe you're thinking about changing your financial advisor. And this week, what we want to do is help point you in the right direction, kind of help you discover if it's time to shop for that new advisor and find out maybe what questions you should be asking. So we want it to be the last advisor decision you ever have to make or ever have to hire. And it's all coming up on today's show as we help you answer the question, should I find a new advisor?
Yeah, and this is a topic that we've not really talked about much, and it's an important one because as investors, I think we're waking up to the fact that, you know, maybe we have too much risk in our portfolio because we've actually lost a lot of money, at least certainly in the last quarter of 2018, as you mentioned. We've benefited a little bit here early on from good start to 2019, but market volatility is back again, and it's kind of helped give us a little bit of a reality check, you know, leaving concerned investors to ponder whether or not are they getting the right advice, particularly at this particular time in your career as you're approaching retirement. And so I would simply ask, you know, how about you? Are you happy or unhappy with your advisor? Are you wondering if it's worth the effort to switch to a new advisor? Well, if you do it the right way, it's possible to hire a better advisor, better in terms of the advice that you're getting and the approach that that advisor takes. And if you follow the advice on today's show, maybe the last advisor you ever have to hire would be this next advisor. And as I say, maybe the last one. So today's show is going to be designed to help you answer that question, should I find a new advisor?
And there are several signs, I think, that would lead you to be concerned, and maybe there's signs that it's time to break up with your financial advisor and make a change. One of them, Steve, you mentioned about the market volatility and having more risk means, you know, if you saw losses fourth quarter bigger than what you're comfortable with, odds are that you do have too much risk in your portfolio, and maybe your advisor is not working for you or putting you in the right situation. But another key element is if your financial situation is changing, but your advice isn't. How many times do we see portfolios that come in and you're invested exactly the same way you've been invested for the last 10 years? You're approaching retirement. Maybe you're 3 years away from retirement. Maybe you're retiring this year. We've had a number of you that came into the office. One that we actually got to ring the bell because she made the decision to retire. But if your investment plan isn't changing as you're getting in those last years before you retire, if your investment advice has not changed, you might have the wrong advisor. And that, I think, is a real important piece, because too many people have advisors keeping them invested exactly the same way that they have been in the past, even though their purpose is changing.
And I always refer to that as sort of the accumulation phase. This is while you're working and you know that retirement is, you know, a number of years down the road, you're invested for the purpose of accumulating. But as we get close to what you and I always like to call that retirement red zone, where you're within a few years of retirement, that advice that you were getting that was helping you accumulate may not be the advice you ought to be getting now as you get ready to enter retirement.
And again, Ken Heise and Steve Mahler with Heise Advisory Group, and you're listening to Your Retirement Highway. You can reach us at 314-328-4400. Or you can always get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So we're talking about signs that it might be time to make a change in a financial advisor. Another one would be maybe your eyes are already wandering. Actually, if you're listening to the show and you have a financial advisor, I'm always curious to learn some of the reasons why you're listening to the show. Generally speaking, you're trying to learn maybe information, making sure that you're not missing something that your advisor's not talking about. And to me, that is an immediate sign that you're already thinking along the lines that you might not be with the right advisor, and it's time to do some interviewing and find a new advisor for yourself.
Yeah, and, you know, so we get a lot of folks that come in, and certainly it's something we always offer on the show, and that's the second opinion. But I always wonder, if you're happy with the way things are going and you're getting the things that you feel like you need, whether it's in the accumulation phase or if you're already in retirement, I wonder why people seek a second opinion. And I always kind of refer this back to the thinking like with a medical professional. If you're happy with your doctor and things are rolling along as you would expect and would want, you're probably not seeking a second opinion. It's when there's some little voice in the back of your head that's saying, I need to talk to somebody else because something doesn't seem right, or I'm not comfortable with something.
Well, I see a couple of scenarios with that. And one of them is maybe you're second guessing the course of treatment, but I also see where I may be looking at my doctor would be, okay, I'm now entering a different phase of my life. I'm not as young as I used to be. And, you know, some of the things that I went to doctors for 20 years ago aren't the same things that I'm going to now. And so that might lead me to believe that maybe I need a physician that's more specialized in, I hate to call myself that, but an older person.
And you are, I'll admit,
you know,
that.
I'm older than I was 5 years ago, but not as old as I'm going to be 5 years from now, right? But the same thing happens, and I think it's really, really important from a financial perspective when you're talking about wealth management and retirement planning is that you are working with somebody that is highly specialized in that area. Just like if you found out you had cancer or you found out you had a cardiac heart issue, you're going to go to that specialist to get specialized treatment for that care. And I believe wholeheartedly that if you're about to retire in the next few years or you recently retired, you need to be working with wealth managers, not just asset managers, people that are looking at your tax planning, your healthcare planning, your estate planning, bringing this all together from in more of a holistic plan and not just a portfolio of some investments.
Well, and I think that that's a great point, because I think what happens as you get close to retirement, which is always, while it's an exciting time for folks, it's also one of those nerve-wracking times because you've never been retired. Nothing has really prepared you for it. And the things that you have to do and prepare for as you enter those 25 or 30 years that we like to joke and say is, you know, instead of 25 years of retirement, it's 25 years of unemployment. As you enter this period, are you working with somebody that has the expertise to cover all of those specialty areas, if you will, that you didn't have to worry about when you were working, getting a paycheck, contributing to your plans, and really just all you had to think about was accumulating? There are a lot of other things now that are on the table that nothing has prepared you to do.
Another sign would be if you're afraid to call your financial advisor, either feeling that maybe you're too small, not significant, maybe they don't return your phone calls promptly, maybe they talk over your head, you know, all sorts of other reasons that it might be time to look at an alternative. And that's where we come into play. We are retirement investment specialists. We do holistic wealth management. And we want to help you. We'd love to have you give us a call, set up a time to visit with us so that we can take some time to help you out with your retirement plan. We call the process our retirement roadmap review. And if you've saved at least $250,000 for your retirement, give us a call right now. Come in, sit down for a one-on-one visit. No pressure whatsoever. It's real simple. It's real easy. And it's a great source for that second opinion of what you're doing right now. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Come in and get that personal retirement roadmap review. And here's what that all, again, entails. It's so important to make sure you understand your retirement income. Have an income plan, an analysis, understand your spending compared to your sources of income. You need to know if you're on track to be able to support your retirement. And we just did that for somebody just to give them the sense of if they retired today, would they be okay and have enough income? That's the cornerstone of being able to retire. Secondly, a stress test on the portfolio. Analyze it. Let's make sure that if you have a 2008 all over again, that you're not going to lose so much that you have to work for 3 or 4 or 5 years more to recover from that. So it's all part of that retirement roadmap review, and you'll get that all free and confidential. It's the second opinion on your finances. So again, call 314-328-4400 and get your retirement roadmap review.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Again, I'm Ken Heise with Steve Mahler. Our goal each and every week to help you have more clarity and more confidence in your ability to retire, and more importantly, I think, to stay retired and not run out of money, because that's that number one fear of retired people is running out of money. So we want to make sure that you have the confidence to retire in the lifestyle, living the dream that you want to live. And the financial and the investing world, it can be complex and also confusing. So much so that a lot of you have become paralyzed and you do nothing. In fact, you know you should make a change, but you don't know how to go about it. You don't know who you can trust. And that's why today's show, we're trying to help answer the question, should I find a new advisor? And so now it's time to kind of get into a little bit about some of the confusion. And part of the confusion is, how do different advisors get paid? And I think that's a real interesting question, because most of you don't really fully understand how your advisor is getting paid. And not only whether they're commission-based or whether they're fee-based, but aside from those is also, what are some of those underlying hidden expenses that you don't even know about, and they're really not fully disclosed properly, in my opinion. And so you end up having a lot more expenses than maybe what you think.
And one of the things, I just, before we get dive too deep into this particular topic, I feel it's important to make a really key point. And the key point is that don't focus solely on fees. You have to understand what it is that you're getting for the fee that you're paying. And then you're going to have to make an assessment or a judgment as to whether or not you're getting value. Because I've always said that just the absence of value makes really understanding the fee really important. And
so what you're saying is, step number one is understand your fees and know how you're being charged. And then secondly, the important part of that is, are you getting enough value for that fee, right? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Because if you're getting no value, any fee that you pay, I would think, would not be worth paying it. But if you're getting value, that's how you judge whether or not it's fair or right or commensurate with what fits your personal situation.
Well, and I think that's what separates us apart from everybody else that's out there, is you have a lot of financial advisors that are asset managers, and all they're doing is providing investment management services for their fee. Whereas when you have a wealth manager, you're not only managing the investment assets, but you're coaching on tax planning, on tax bucketing between your tax as you go, your tax deferred, and your tax free buckets. And that's a huge area today of planning and retirement that so many asset manager financial advisors aren't addressing, or maybe can't address, that needs to be addressed. We're seeing a lot of folks, a lot of you that are retired or retiring, not understanding the full tax implications of how you've saved your money and what that means to you in the future going through your retirement. And the biggest issue coming ahead on that is those things called required minimum distributions, RMDs. I always call them raunchy, miserable, and disgusting, but they're required minimum distributions that are going to put people potentially into some higher tax brackets, and nobody's talking about it, and we want to talk about that. And so when you're looking at adding value, a wealth manager is going to help you with tax planning, going to help you with legacy and estate planning, going to help you with healthcare planning. It's not just an investment portfolio.
Yeah, and the moral of the story is, don't just consider fees in a vacuum. Just because you're paying a low fee doesn't mean that you're getting the things that you need. So, well, make sure you understand that.
And then you have to understand different ways that people get paid. You have some that are just a fee only. So that might be an example, might be somebody that you go to that is just going to create a financial plan, do no asset management, but just create a plan, fee only, okay?
So sort of like if you go to an attorney to have legal documents drawn up, they're going to tell you, here's what I charge for that. I'm going to give you the legal documents. You're going to pay me a fee, and off you go. Same thing with a financial planner that's just going to give you a plan. You're going to pay a flat number, whatever the number is. They're going to give you the plan, and off you go, and you probably would never see that person again.
And there's no, I don't believe there's a whole lot of vested interest in long-term success. If you have a fee-based advisor, A fee-based advisor is going to do all of this based on a fee, a percentage of assets. And I think there's a vested interest in long-term success there because the fee is based on the long-term success as well, as opposed to, for example, commission-based. A commission-based is somebody that just gets paid an upfront commission and has really no long-term vested interest in the success of that strategy or that product. And more importantly, when you work with somebody that's just commission-based, you need to understand the behind-the-scenes bonuses that are out there, revenue sharing programs that a lot of the brokerage companies have with mutual fund companies. If you were going to the doctor and you found out that your doctor was getting paid a huge bonus for recommending a certain prescription, wouldn't you kind of like to know that? Wouldn't you want to know if I'm taking this prescription really because it's the best solution for me that's going to help me get better? Or am I taking it because the doctor maybe got paid a bonus for recommending the prescription? Same thing with a financial advisor. You need to be careful with that as well.
Yeah, and I think you might hear of those two last types of pay structures, fee-based versus commission-based. You might hear that referred to as the fiduciary model, which is the fee-based model, versus the suitability model. You might hear that, which is the commission-based model. The commission-based model is driven by product sales, actually, and the fee-based model, the fiduciary model, is really driven by making sure that recommendations are in your best interest and that all conflicts of interest are disclosed. So understand those differences. They're very, very different models.
And again, I'm Ken, and Steve's with me. We're Heisey Advisory Group, and we're hosting Your Retirement Highway, giving you insight and direction on how to create a retirement plan that will take you toward a successful retirement. And you can reach us at 314-328-4400, or you can always get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So some other areas that you might want to be thinking about changing advisors. We talked about if they're not returning your phone calls, if they're not somebody that you feel confident that you're an important part of their practice. We just got done talking about fees. If your advisor's not explaining the fees to you well enough, there needs to be clarity and transparency. This next one's a big one.
It's a huge one.
If your advisor just ignores your feelings about risk and, you know, just tells you, oh, no, that's not the way you should do it. You should do it my way. I think that's a big sign. Any advisor should be matching your level of risk, and you should also be making sure that your advisor has technology that can help you understand your comfort with risk and understand how this all fits into a retirement plan, not just some paper questionnaire about, you know, how you feel about different things of risk.
Yeah, and the industry has a tendency to want to plug people into a box, you know. After all of these years, we're either still conservative, moderate, or aggressive, and really with nothing in between. That seems a little hard for me to believe. So there needs to be a way that your advisor can really assess not what box you belong in, but how do you really feel about risk? If you've got $1 million and we go through 2008 all over again, you know, what's your comfort level? How much are you willing and able to lose?
And again, we want to offer you that personal retirement roadmap review, the time where you come into the office, you sit down with me, you sit down with Steve, we sit down one-on-one together. Not a threatening appointment, I promise you, absolutely no pressure. We're here to help. I feel very strongly we help almost everybody that comes into the office. And that doesn't mean everybody becomes a client, but I think we help provide some clarity and some great information. And also the opportunity for the retirement roadmap review. With that, you're going to get three things: a retirement income plan to let you know if you're going to be okay. More importantly, what rate of return do you need on that investment portfolio to support your retirement income? You're going to get a stress test on your portfolio. What that does is it lets you know how much potential downside loss you have in your portfolio. You need to know that before it happens. Because if you don't know it before it happens, guess when you're going to find out? after it happens, right? And after it happens, it's too late. So let's find that out ahead of time. And then you get the one-page plan, all part of the Retirement Roadmap Review. So give us a call, 314-328-4400. Come in for a personal one-on-one meeting, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Highway, as today we're talking about the whole concept of evaluating whether it's time to look for another advisor, or for those of you that don't have an advisor, maybe whether it's time for you to seek an advisor. And as you're doing that, looking for an advisor that is not just an asset manager. I think you want somebody that's more of a wealth manager. Again, looking at all the facets, a holistic style of planning, creating an income plan, an investment plan, making sure it's tax efficient, that you've covered health care and legacy and estate planning. And you start the process. This whole process, how many times have you ever gone into a financial office and the first thing they want to do is they want to talk about your assets?
Yeah, what have you got?
Yeah. The first thing you need to be talking about is, what are your goals? What are your dreams? Tell me what you want this thing to look like. Tell me about all about you and what's important to you, what your values are. And when you walk away from your job, how do you want to fill your time? And then help you really understand how to put a price tag on that so that you can start to build out your income plan.
Sure. I mean, what you're really saying is, what is your blueprint for what you want your retirement to look like? And once you know what you want to do in retirement, you just said it. What's that going to cost? And then how are you going to pay for it? We're a broken record. You know, it starts with the income planning. We are consistent with that. And you have to know that.
And we just had somebody in the office, and we were going through their dream and price tag on the dream, and we got to talking about travel. And so we had some conversations about that. We were looking at their retirement income plan, and lo and behold, we said, well, would you be okay if you traveled twice as much or spent twice as much on travel? Could you do it? Yeah, we just didn't know we could afford to. See, that's the key I'm trying to get to. What is your dream? And then start to build a plan to support that.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.